In spite of the blossoming spring, I had forgotten that it was wedding season until I went into a photographic studio on quite a different errand. There I found myself surrounded by dozens of glossy pictures of glowing brides and some shadowy husbands, kissing under the blossoms, of course, beside the lake, on the picturesque bridge, walking hand in hand through the woods, sprinkled with artificial stardust, and in every romantic setting that the photographer could contrive. We lived near a spot much favoured for wedding photographs, and on weekends at this time of year, the white stretch limos are lined up like jets waiting to land. These formal wedding photographs are rather like the pictures of food on restaurant web pages. They show how the product ought to look. But a wedding, like a dinner plate, is only perfect until it turns into something else, into a marriage or a meal, as the case may be. Perfection doesn't last long, and some degree of disappointment is inevitable. But whatever happens in the next 30 or 40 years, the happy couple will always have their pictures, and perhaps the pictures will help them to remember why they did this. Weddings are big business, to the tune of about $70 billion a year. The average full-scale wedding costs almost $30,000, although celebrity nuptials can run into millions. Now that people marry for life, not just once but several times, the wedding industry's turnover has increased in proportion. Hen parties and bachelor parties provide yet more profits for bars and restaurants. Photographers and videographers do very well out of it too, not to mention the stretch limousine companies, the airlines, and honeymoon hotels. The wedding will last for only a few hours, and the marriage might last for years, although some are as ephemeral as the blossoms. 8 years is the average. There seems to be almost no connection between the amount spent on a wedding and the length of the subsequent marriage. A study of 3,000 couples at Emory University in 2014 showed, if anything, a slight negative correlation. The more expensive the wedding, the shorter the marriage. But nobody cares about the statistics. Most of us live our lives, as it were, offstage, and a wedding is a rare moment of theatre, when the bride can be the star and the rest of us the supporting chorus. The photographs and the videos freeze that celebratory moment in time, whatever happens later. These are very ancient rituals. The wedding represents the public commitment of the couple to each other, so everyone knows that it's not just naughtiness. The honeymoon originated with the old Norse practice of kidnapping a bride from the neighbouring village. The result, then as now, was that she left her family and got to travel a bit. The wedding may seem like an old-fashioned custom, and many young people skip it these days, but when it comes to creating stable families, a good marriage is just about the only thing that works. Those who can survive a traditional wedding and a traditional honeymoon in some place like Bora Bora or Venice should find marriage comparatively easy. This is David Boucher.